got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And Jess, yesterday we spoke about it a lot. That's because the entire show we were doing the show on the giant sky wheel on Eastern Beach. We were on the Ferris wheel for 3 hours, just over 3 hours, because we got on about 10 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. We did it to celebrate the reopening after it was built back up. We see it go down once a year.
We finished the show and then had to do a few more rides.
Yes. I think we got off at about 10 past 6, yeah. But that was great. It's a bit of sea legs when you're up in the giant sky. Well, now I asked Brandon and the team who we've spoken to, as soon as we got off, I was like, how'd we go? Like, give me some stats. And he said that he was going to get in touch with me today and give me some statistics. Because I said, were we the people that have been on this the longest in a row? And he said, absolutely, by far. So we were claiming a Geelong World first.
Well, I mean, great, they are the Southern Hemisphere's largest travelling giant sky wheel.
So going to go for you. And then, because you and I were guessing how many laps we had gone through. Now, I've been on the phone with Brandon all afternoon, crunching the numbers with Tim and Jess.
I'm glad
Productions.
You got help doing this maths, because I wouldn't trust your maths otherwise.
So, do you want me to do the laps first or last? I think we'll finish it on the laps of how many times we went around. So, apparently there were 86 guests that joined us while we were on the giant sky wheel. There were 4 times where I thought I'd dropped something important, but I realised I hadn't dropped something important.
You say important. You freaked out because you thought you lost your chapstick.
Yep. Again, 4 times. 6 donuts were eaten.
Correct.
Daniel's Donut delivered us donuts.
Thank you, Daniel's
Donuts. While we
were
on the giant sky wheel, so we wanted to eat donuts.
Well, we did donuts.
Great.
Yep.
0 pizzas were delivered. So that was a disappointing thing, because we did get a hold, and we won't name the business, we did get a hold of a pizza restaurant. Unfortunately, a 17-year-old was working and said, I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
Yes.
So that is a miss there. No fears were faced. No one came on to face their fear of heights.
I changed that to 1, because I don't like heights, and 45 metres in the air was a struggle for me.
That's a great lead in to 3, the amount of times that Jess almost cried. So I included that in the times that where you said to me, oh, Timmy, it's a bit windy.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
1 Cats AFLW player held hostage.
Unfortunately,
Georgie Rankin.
I mean, fortunately for us, unfortunately for her.
Georgie Rankin did come on, Cats AFLW player. Mm. We had like 20 minutes chatting with her.
Usually when our conversation finishes, we walk our guest out of the studio and they are allowed to leave. Unfortunately, she was trapped with us for some time afterwards.
And then it was even more unfortunate that when we stopped so she could get out, we were halfway through a conversation with her. And then I just took her headphones and microphone away from her and I said,
leave.
You have to get off now. So thank you, Georgie Rankin. And finally, again, giant skywheel, 3 hours on it. I'm only including the laps that were between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., so I'm not including pre- and post-laps, because I don't think that's fair.
That's fair.
223 laps around.
Wow. That's good.
And 2 chuffed people that had a merry afternoon yesterday afternoon on Eastern Beach. That's you and me there, Jess.
You will get a few rotations every time you jump on. So.
And faster than you'd expect.
Absolutely.
Absolutely worth it.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Thursdays are my least favourite days, because we have to have an argument.
Yes. It's usually something we put off from the rest of the week. Yesterday we started having a chat during the giant skywheel show, and we're in very confined quarters yesterday, and we went, no, package this one up. We'll unpack this tomorrow.
So it was a very short wrapping from what it sounds like. Let's jump into the courtroom with Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. We implore you in your working relationship, maybe at home, to do this. If you're disagreeing, make sure you set aside a time to only do it on a certain day. We pick Thursday afternoons, and then get someone else to decide who's right. Then you don't get angry at each other. Maybe you resent the judge of that situation.
Just a little bit. 52232955. First caller through is the judge, and they have the final say.
I was reading a story about Ariana Grande, Jess.
Yes.
In the news. And someone had papped a photo of her and her new partner who plays the live action version of SpongeBob in SpongeBob the Musical. I can't remember his name, but that's what I know that he's been in.
Yeah.
Now, they're over in the UK because I believe they're working on the movie Wicked together.
Yes, yes, yes. And Ariana Grande is Glinda the Good Witch.
Sure, and he's SpongeBob, the good sponge. Now, there's a photo of them in this restaurant.
Yeah.
And they are full-blown passion on, making out
passion
in the
on.
Middle of the restaurant. I said to you, I was like, whoa, that's just being a celebrity in a restaurant in itself is a, I imagine that must be tough for people that are famous.
Honestly, I laughed harder at you saying the words passion,
passion on.
I have not heard anyone refer to it as passion on.
I had a pash, had a pash in the restaurant. And I said to you, I was like, oh, pashing in a restaurant's a bit much for me. I can do like a, like with my wife, I'll give it, like if say we're having dinner one-on-one, I'll lean out, I'll go just like a quick peck on the
sure.
lips.
Yep.
But a pash, no, never, not I, not once.
I frequently
discuss
with my fiance. It depends where we are, obviously. But, and if the venue's a bit more packed, then play on.
What do you mean play on?
The more packed the venue is, the less people are looking at you. It's not like a quiet... If you walk into a cafe and there's like two other people in the whole room, I'm not going to sit there macking on with my fiance. But if we're in like, you know, a bar and we go for a couple of drinks after dinner and
how
we're sitting next to each other...
How many seconds are you kissing and is there tongue?
Definitely tongue. Probably like... I don't know, 3 to 5 seconds?
Oh, that would feel like a lifetime.
What do you mean?
For someone around. I
enjoy kissing my fiancé.
Yeah,
would
I know.
Believe?
Yeah, get a room, literally. Get your room specifically.
We have our home, but sometimes I don't want to wait till we get home. I want to give him a kiss then.
Are you 19 at Lammy's on a Friday night, pashing in the middle of the dance floor like no one's around? No, you're a 32-year-old woman, homeowning adult who's about to get married. I don't know if you need a pash in a restaurant anymore. I'm not a prude. I just don't think pashing in particular. Kiss your partner all the day long.
Oh, okay.
As soon as that tongue leaves your mouth, this is not a nightclub,
my friend.
Sometimes
you can't help it.
Oh, you can and you should. I would, if I ran a venue, I would put a, you know, like dine and dash.
Yeah.
I would have a dine, no pash. Otherwise, you pay double. That's how I would run my business. And we would make many monies when you come in with your fiance.
Wow.
Many, many a money.
Well, it doesn't matter what prudish things you have to say, Tim, or what awesome things I have to say. 52232955. The only opinion that matters is that of our judge.
Yep.
They had the final say today. Can you pash on in a restaurant?
Specifically, we thought it would be easier to use a restaurant as the battlefield that we're playing in today.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pash in a restaurant?
Absolutely.
Of course you do, because you're just so impatient to get home to your own house where you can pash on in the passion room, you know?
The passion room.
Yeah, the pash on room. 52232955. You be the judge. Kirby from Brimley was the first person to call through, so that means you are the judge today. It only matters what you think, Kirby. Your Honour, good afternoon. To get your qualifications today. Have you pashed on with somebody in the past?
I wouldn't say pashed on. That's an antiquated term, but...
Wow, big words.
What do you call it, Kirby? Macking on?
No, just kissing.
Okay.
Hardcore kissing.
Very classic.
Frenchster.
Oh, French-style kissing, yeah. Okay, Kirby, Your Honour. When it comes to specifically in a restaurant, that's where we've kind of picked our battleground today. What do you think? Can you pash your partner in a restaurant?
It's a public place, yes. You're going into an area where it's, you know, one of those. It's a public place. People go in there to eat. Not a lot of people do it, so I don't see what a big issue is. If everybody did it, then we wouldn't be having this issue. But
if everyone was pashing in a restaurant, that is a different kind of movie film that you can only get on certain websites. So you're thinking, oh, green beans come out, better lean over.
You can't do it without the sound bite, can you?
You think it's totally fine. You think more people need to start pashing in a restaurant.
If you walked into a restaurant and saw Tim and his wife macking on, you'd be totally fine with it.
Personally, yes, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah. I'd be like, look at those two. So young in love.
I don't know.
Well done.
That's exactly
maybe
it.
Kirby,
exactly. Get out.
Kirby, maybe what we need to do, because I'm going to hand you the gavel in the moment. It is seeming like you're leaning, but crashing in a restaurant is okay. What I think we should, you know how like they do flash mobs where people dance in public? Maybe we do a pash mob. And
oh my God.
We go to a restaurant and everyone brings their partners and there's like maybe one or two couples that don't know what's going on. Everyone just starts pashing on across the table.
Yes.
What do you think?
I don't have a problem with it.
I had a feeling.
I'm happy to lead the pash mob.
Yes, because someone has to start. All right. Okay, Kirby, I'm handing you the gavel. When it comes to pashing in a restaurant, what's your verdict?
Pashing in public is fine.
Okay.
We absolutely are making the pash mob happen. I am sending an email right now. Kirby, will you come to the pash mob?
Probably not. I'll just be standing on the sideline cheering for everybody else.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Another study's been done about sexiest accents from across the world.
Great.
This one has not come from a dating site like the last few have. This one is a proper university study that was happened over in America. So over 1,000 Americans weighed in on their perception of different national and foreign accents.
Okay.
And they've narrowed it down to the top three, the top eight and the top eight worst accents
so
as
least,
well.
So least sexy and most sexy.
Yeah, but I've decided to narrow it down to those top three. Okay. Top three best, top three worst.
And I thought it'd be great for us to all hear it, but I wanted to kind of give you, I wanted to put words in your mouth because I feel like to ask you to not only try these accents, which you are going to do. What I've got for you, Jess, and I've sent it to you, I have got the blurb of local legend, Geelong Premiership captain Joel Selwood's book, All In. So I've broken it down into segments.
Yep.
So the first three things we're going to hear, I don't know what the accents are. I'm going to try and guess after you've said them.
Yep.
And this is from the back of Joel Selwood's book, All In.
Excellent.
Just little excerpts. Okay.
So the third sexiest, according to this study in America. So Americans finding this sexy. In his long-awaited official autobiography, All In, Joel Selwood reveals the grit, determination. I can't read. And personal sacrifice behind his AFL success at the Geelong Football Club.
I have a feeling that that's just the English accent, posh English accent.
Yeah, we're going London.
Okay,
London was the official one.
All right.
Number three.
Second sexiest accent.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm going to do this one. Joel Selwood's remarkable leadership is well known across AFL football, announcing tiddly-tee.
All right.
It's
Irish.
No, it's not.
Oh, is that Scottish?
I realised I went too Irish.
Okay, so that was Scottish.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the sexiest accent.
The sexiest accent, according to over 1,000 Americans that they surveyed. After Selwood was made captain of the team in 2012, Geelong made the finals in all but one season, playing in 7 preliminary finals and 2 grand finals.
Is this Australian?
Australian!
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! I think when I hear you speak, I'm like so sexually excited because your voice is so sexy to me, Jess.
Obviously,
mate. Wow, Australia.
Yeah, a few people said, are Americans deaf?
Okay, let's move to the three least sexiest accents.
Yes, okay, we're going to go 3-1 again.
Okay, again, these are excerpts from the blurb of Joel Selwood's book, All In, which I'm currently reading, and a great read. Go buy it.
I actually don't know how I'm going to distinguish these three.
Go for it.
Now for the first time, Selwood tells his story. That's not accurate.
Sounds like you. Come on, try again. This is a short one.
Now, for the first time, Selwood tells his story in his own words.
That was so different to the first attempt. Is it like Californian Cali Girl American?
I was trying to go American Midwestern. I don't know how to do that.
Because like Midwestern is kind of, you know, Joel Selwood now for the first time. Selwood
turns out Americans don't like their own accent.
Okay. Number two.
They're all going to sound American.
Come on.
I'm going to sound Californian.
Do it.
All is revealed in the highs of...
All In relives.
I can't read this.
Okay.
My brain is hurting.
Is that New York?
No,
Boston?
It's Boston. But number one is New
All
York.
In relives the highs and lows of Selwood's proudest career moments.
Their three least sexy accents were okay. American Midwestern, Boston, and New York.
Give us a New York in the last little script here.
A Geelong supporter who grew up to play his entire professional career with the Cats. Joel Selwood is a true AFL legend of our time.
That's Jerry Seinfeld. That's just Jerry. I don't know about you, but I'm very excited. And I cannot wait to read Joel Selwood's book, Sex Sells. And Joel Selwood's book, yeah. All In, is definitely sexier than I think we all thought. So thank you very much for
You're
that,
welcome.
Jess. If you want to feel that sexy Australian accent, just listen every day to K-Rock 955.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Every now and then I try and be a little bit controversial because... You know, I feel like it's a bit of an edgy character that the show needs, but I don't think...
Oh, look, you wanted to delve into a bit of that shock jock territory, but it's exhausting to do all the time.
So do it every now and then, and I'm gonna sink into that personality right now because I've got another big call to make. And watch out, because I don't care.
Okay.
But a lot of people keep saying, Tim, whenever you've made bad calls over the last few months, they're always about food. You've literally done every single big call you've made has been about food. And to that I say, I've got another one about food.
Hit me.
Chocolate biscuits is the field that I'd like to play in.
Okay.
You and I?
Tread carefully.
Okay. This is what I mean? Well, actually, sorry, I don't care. Almost cared for a second. So how this is going to work is I'm going to say the controversial thing.
Yep.
I won't care, but you can call up. You can agree with me. You can disagree with me. Regardless, Jess, guess what?
You care a little.
I don't care. Digestives are the best chocolate and biscuit chocolate biscuit.
You're wrong. So they're the best biscuit if you know, really backed up, but...
Is that your big call?
You're going to tell me chocolate teddy bear.
Because I was worried...
Tiny teddies.
Even though I don't care...
You've forgotten about all the teddy varieties.
I was worried that people were going to think that, like, Tim Tams is in the same field of this. This is not. This is like...
Tim Tam is a chocolate biscuit.
No, because I want that separation of where you clearly see the chocolate on the top.
Yep.
And then you clearly see the biscuit on the bottom. So things like Tiny Teddies, that's what we're talking about. Whereas Tim Tam, I believe, is more so much chocolate right. that it's almost a crime to be calling it a biscuit.
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me that Tim Tams aren't biscuits. I'm just going
to... But do you know what? So I want just to set it out there that Tim Tams are not included
right.
in what I...
Because obviously they are the superior biscuit.
I don't care.
But are you saying that Tiny Teddies don't count then too because they are completely encased in chocolate?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, their backside is chocolate. Their front side is
I'm thinking teddy bear biscuits. Chocolate teddy bear biscuits.
Well, teddy bear biscuits are... Isn't sometimes their front chocolate and their bums biscuit?
No. Sometimes they're plain.
Oh,
they haven't got chocolate
wait,
at
wait,
all.
Wait. I don't care.
You don't.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. This is where you call and I don't care. digestives are the best chocolate and biscuit chocolate biscuit. There is nothing that comes close to it. Name something that tastes better, keeps you regular, and is a nice sized snack. Tell me.
Tiny teddies.
They're too small, but I don't care. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. I'm sorry to be controversial. No, I'm not. I'm happy to be controversial.
You're really struggling to be a shock jock.
I remember, I got to slip into this.
Yeah.
Give us a call. What is the best? Actually, no, I don't care what you think it is because it's digestives. But tell me how you feel. Mm. Tell us how you feel. What is your favorite chocolate biscuit? Chocolate biscuit. Caleb, hi.
Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you. Chocolate-covered biscuits. Tell me what you think about my statement that digestives are the best chocolate-covered biscuit.
I have to agree with you on this one. They are a good chocolate-to-biscuit ratio, and they do taste pretty damn good.
And they keep you regular, Caleb.
They do.
Now, Caleb, isn't it weird how a chocolate digestive... Like when you take the chocolate off it, because you can buy just the biscuit part,
yeah,
it so quickly falls apart. So the chocolate obviously is adding a lot. Now, Jess is a big advocate for Tiny Teddies. As I said to her, I don't care.
Also, chocolate teddies. Just the anything of the teddy variety, really,
right.
Caleb.
I don't think the chocolate, the chocolate-covered teddy bear biscuits fall into this category.
Wow. Okay. Controversial.
Because the only thing that's getting close to me is chocolate-covered Scotch fingers. But then I think, is Scotch finger
a biscuit? I'd completely forgotten about the Scotch finger chocolate.
Mm.
Yeah.
I still reckon the texture of the digestives are good. And, you know, being a healthy version as well, you can have a few too many and you'll still feel good.
Well, technically, if I'm eating digestives, chocolate-covered biscuits, I'm only doing my body a favour.
You're helping to digest.
Yeah.
Digestive. Definitely.
Caleb, the issue I see here is, so you've called and agreed with everything I've said. If not, you've elevated my stance just by me repeating that I like it. I have to, unfortunately, because of who I am right now, I cannot care.
But all your friends.
Ask me in 5 minutes when I'm out of this this energy, Caleb. But right now, we're not friends and I don't care.
That's all right.
I know that I have to commit to this.
You're really struggling to be a shock jock.
Hear what he said?
What did he say?
I've still got Jess. Your life is in dire straits, Caleb. Things can't be going well for you at all. Listening the way home,
listening to Sunday. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Brody Jenner. Do you know the name?
Jenner's familiar.
Yes. Why is Jenna familiar?
The two youngest Kardashians.
Correct.
Who aren't Kardashians, which that makes sense, but they're in that family.
They are in that family.
The Kardashian family.
Kylie and Kendall.
I'm just on the pulse of pop culture. Yeah. Can't you hear my heart beat true?
So Brody Jenner is a half-sibling of Kylie and Kendall. One of Caitlyn Jenner's children.
Okay, sure.
Before
Chris.
Correct. So Brody Jenner has been kind of out of the news cycle for a while.
Oh, was Brody in the news?
Yeah. Well, he was also on the very successful show, The Hills.
Right. Like The Hills Have Eyes, the scary movie?
That's exactly right.
Okay, great.
No.
Is that your reality, I don't know.
The reality TV show, The Hills.
Okay.
And so he has his own like YouTube channel. He's just had a child. He's trying to stay relevant in all of that. And so the other day he was filming himself, like doing a little video.
Like influencer stuff?
Yeah.
Hey
like
guys,
a vlog.
Just had a turkey sandwich. Gobble, gobble, gobble. I'm Brody Jenner.
He's divided the internet with this post. And again, he's just really trying to stay relevant. So I guess he's loving this attention.
Okay.
He was making a coffee for his wife. And he said, oh, we're all out of almond milk, babe. Do you know what we do have?
Right.
Some leftover breast milk. And he's proceeded to make their lattes using his wife's breast milk.
I mean, full of nutrition.
This is what he said.
Mate. Now, my wife, we've got a 10-week-old baby.
Yep.
So she's breastfeeding at the moment. We're lucky enough that she's able to do that. And yeah, good stuff.
Tried it? This is the question I was going to ask
have
you.
Have I tried her breast milk?
Yes.
Am I 10 weeks old yet?
No, not like from the source.
The closest I've got to is sometimes we put a little bit in our son's bath water because it's really good for their skin.
Okay.
And so it's got on my hands. But I haven't thought after my son's been in the bath.
Num, num.
Yeah, like all the floating.
Be ashamed to waste it.
Yeah. I don't drink 40 litres of it. I haven't.
You haven't even been like intrigued by it.
The closest I've got to is I got it out of the freezer because we freeze some bags if there's leftovers.
Yes.
And I just like go like, wow. And that's as close as I've
got to it. Because I know you're not a coffee man.
No, maybe that's it.
Maybe you need to do the Brody. He said it was delicious.
Is it real, Jess? Like, is it just something that he's done and then he's used real almond milk off to the side off camera? Because I've seen.
Honestly. Probably, yes.
And again, I've seen these stories. I don't know how true they are. I have heard that bodybuilders are buying breast milk by the ounce for like $5 an ounce at the moment because of the properties in
What's an ounce?
An ounce? Oh, man, I really was hoping you didn't ask.
Yeah, okay,
I know. I'm pretty sure 600 mils is 20 ounces from what I understand.
Oh, my God. So that's a lot of money they're spending on milk.
It is. And if that is true, that is.
I can't believe you've had a child for 10 weeks now and you've not even been curious.
I mean, I've got other things going on. Look, maybe as we get a little bit more settled in this parenting thing,
yeah,
I'll start consider. I don't know if my wife would be into me drinking her breast milk, you know?
I'm not straight from the source.
Yeah, at least.
I'm not telling you to take it away from your child. I'm saying, like, if there's
because what if I get a taste for it, and then she, then I'm resenting my 10-week-old son because he's getting unlimited access.
Move over, it's daddy's turn. Yeah.
This is turning into something very uncomfortable. But I don't know. Like, maybe I'll turn into a bodybuilder. This could be really dangerous. I think the cons outweigh the pros.
Look, a lot of cafes offering alternative milks. Maybe Brett and Jenna's onto something.
Right.
Maybe we need to start offering breast milk.
We could
do
a breast milk roulette next week. Maybe, you know what I need to do? Talk to my wife. This is a big conversation.
I do like breast milk roulette, though.
Because that could be a dangerous game. Or very beneficial for my health and wellness. So I'm into it.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.